If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
It is that time of the week again. Wowzers. It does come quickly, and yet it still seems like the weekend is pretty far off in the distance. I know I say it. I say it every week, but this is what happens when you work overnights. I think those of us who work through the overnight hours, there's a special challenge. Life sometimes feels like it's upside down. And then the flipping of my schedule every weekend, I don't know how you all do it, but I flip my schedule every weekend. I don't stay on overnights. I don't sleep all day Friday or Saturday or Sunday because I have stuff to do and a life and now a little fam of my own. So I don't sleep all day on the weekends, which means then that you're constantly kind of tweaking your sleep schedule and playing with it, and it can be exhausting. People ask me all the time, you know, how do you manage the sleep schedule? Well, I wouldn't say that you'd want to take any of my advice because I don't do it very well. A lot of napping, less napping in the last year, but used to nap like a champ all the time. Not so much anymore. But it really is about trying to get one or two good days of sleep a week. And I am not above taking drugs. I'll just readily admit that. And it usually is that the hump show is the hardest show for me in terms of just being mentally and physically tired. So that's why we got into this. We get over the hump. We call it our hump show. It's the middle show of the work week. Get over this hump, and then, all right, you've got the weekend as some incentive as you kind of cruise downhill. You hope that you pick up speed as you get closer. Now, last week was decidedly unfair. I know. I sound like a whiner. It wasn't unfair. It just was a different schedule that meant my weekend didn't start until 12 hours later than usual. And then because I worked most of the day, well, I volunteered in a work capacity most of the day on Saturday, Sunday rolls around and it felt like the weekend had just started. Ouch. So yes, I'm very much looking forward to this weekend. I know it's only Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, but I hope you don't mind that I'm already looking forward to it. A couple of things on the horizon. The hubby and I have our first ever double date. Is that like a big deal? You guys double date? It's our first time ever going on a date with another couple. So that'll be fun. We have friends of mine in the neighborhood that I've known for years, but he just met them at the wedding. They traveled to Texas for the wedding, and the two men hit it off pretty well. In fact, our neighbor helped us empty the truck and the trailer when we moved back to New Jersey. And so we're going on a dinner date with them, which is awesome. Kind of a thank you for helping, but also really excited for Bob to make some friends of his own after he moved. I know how hard it can be to move, pick up and start over at a new place and hope that you find some friends quickly. So we're doing double date on Friday. And then really just working on the house since Vegas and since the trip for Super Bowl week. A whole lot of nothing has been done on organizing the house. And so I was having a bit of a temper tantrum on Tuesday because I have piles everywhere. I was just mad at myself, mad at the fact that it's March and I still have piles everywhere. So yes, we're still in the process of unpacking and hopefully we'll make some progress this weekend. Plus a new blog post. Now, I won't tell you what it's about, but it's one that I've been thinking about and planning now for a couple of weeks. And it's also one that I need to write. Do you ever feel the need to write? It's a different form of expression, but it's therapeutic for me. And so it's a blog post that I need to write and I will look forward to sharing with you. So that's the big weekend plans, which all in all is not a whole lot, but really excited to have one that doesn't feature work. Maybe features a couple naps in there, just maybe. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are looking for your questions for Ask Amy Anything, so you can send those to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. Producer Jay and I haven't done Ask Amy in, gosh, I think it's been, it's been 4 weeks, hasn't it? Because last week you weren't here. No, last week I wasn't here on the Hump Show. The week before you weren't here on the Hump Show. The week before that, Ryan was filling in for you because you were on vacation. And the week before that, we were in Vegas. So gosh, it's been a month since you and I have done Ask Amy Anything together. And Jay is also compiling questions for our next video version of Ask Amy Anything, which will be next week for you all on YouTube. We've been talking about it for a while, and we want to pay off on that before we get to March Madness. And speaking of YouTube and our social media, we actually started a question kind of late in the show last night that I want to follow up on, even as we get closer and closer to what is the start of the legal tampering period in the NFL. So we'll get to that here coming up. Plus a hug that got a whole lot of attention on Tuesday. Oh, it was a bit bittersweet. Gave me the idea for another show question that we'll have to get to. I don't know, maybe later in this week, we'll see what producer Jay thinks of it. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Big news in the NBA. The Celtics see their 11-game win streak ended by a Cavaliers team that was down 22 with 9 minutes to go and had no Donovan Mitchell and no Evan Mobley. He got hurt. Instead, it was Dean Wade to the rescue. My little brother's name is Dean, so I think that's perfect. Dean Wade to the rescue. Elsewhere, the Suns had a big lead over the Nuggets, only to see it vanish in the fourth quarter. They went into overtime, and the Suns were able to survive. Kevin Durant didn't have the shots dropping earlier in the game, but saw them drop when the team needed him most. Draymond Green with a new episode of his podcast, and yeah, he's a little bit like Micah Parsons, where he just covers everything, really. It's kind of fascinating to me, including a few of the NBA headlines, but also a story he tells that I don't know where it came from, but it's hysterical. And speaking of stories, when was the last time you thought about Randy Moss as a Patriot? Probably not in a really long time, but for those of you who are watching The Dynasty, which is this docuseries on Apple Plus, Randy Moss is featured and tells a pretty funny story. Well, his perspective is humorous about an interaction between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Plus, the Iowa women's basketball coach, Lisa Bluter, talking about the team's regular season now heading into what will be the Big Ten tournament, where Iowa is attempting to secure the automatic bid. But either way, we'll have a trip to the NCAA tournament on the horizon. So plenty to talk about. Again, the phone number, 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Jason, who's in Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Amber. As far as your moving and having boxes, moving into a place is way more pleasant than moving out. So
well, we did that too. So we moved my husband out of his house, and then we put everything into my house, which is decidedly smaller. And so for that reason, it's kind of our slide puzzle, we call it. We're moving things around. We're donating things. We're purging. It's just right now we're still in the process of doing that.
But you're over the stressful part, which is the, you know, getting rid of a place. So
yes.
Anyway, hopefully it's pleasant and you're not in a rush because you're good where you're at. But regarding the Iditarod, the thing you mentioned, that story about the moose, it struck me because there is no other beast, maybe the bison, you know, a buffalo and a moose. There's nothing else that will actually like knock a semi, you know, shut down a semi. And to see one of those things up close.
Oh, they're massive. Well, yeah, full-grown moose is massive and I'm sure really scary. Growing up in New Hampshire, we saw a bunch of them and it never ceased to amaze me that people thought it was a good idea to get out of their cars and get as close as possible to a moose to get a picture. Especially, I remember one particular time we were up in the White Mountains and there was a mom with her calf and somehow people thought it was a good idea to get out of their cars and take pictures of the mom, a massive mother moose with her calf.
Yeah, public notice, never mess with bears or anything with their young, because that's when they're in protective mode.
And they should be. Yep.
When they're in rut. Yeah, but I thought that was amazing to think about a pack of dogs coming across a moose. That would be just, I don't know, that would be a YouTube video.
Well, and they got tangled up, apparently, the moose, and I don't know how old he was or, you know, what happened, but apparently he got tangled up in their lines, the leashes and the leads, and so the dogs and the moose were all tangled up, and the musher, too, was in danger because his sled was getting all, like, turned upside down and stuff. So, yeah, it was a dangerous situation for all of them.
So that was I could see it because driving up in Vermont and Maine, seeing them things real time, that is nothing to be toyed with.
Right.
But anyway, about the basketball, thanks for covering the Cavs game. That was a nice surprise. But I wondered why the national coverage is always like Lakers and Golden State. And I don't think there's been a national game, and I think this was the Cavs' first national game on TNT, but I have yet to see Oklahoma City or Minnesota, and I just wondered why they're showing these games with like the 10 seed and 9 seed.
Well, you must know why, Jason. You sound like a smart guy. Yeah, right. I mean, how many people out there can name maybe one star from each of these teams, from the Timberwolves and from the Oklahoma City Thunder? They're relatively new. They haven't had a lot of success in their tenure, I guess, with the Thunder going back to the days of KD and Russell Westbrook. But it's been a while. They've kind of been in purgatory a bit. So, yeah, the reason is because the NBA is already dealing with waning TV viewership. And so they're trying to market and showcase their superstars. LeBron's still a draw. Steph Curry will always be a draw. Draymond Green's a lightning rod, but he's still a great player. And with the Celtics, yeah, you're talking about the best team in the NBA, plus a very passionate fan base. So there are reasons for their choices.
I just wish that we would see some of the, you know, the top teams at the moment, you know.
And will. Let these in the playoffs, you will.
Get some shine, you know. Let some people see Gilgeous Alexander, you know, and I don't know even what Minnesota is doing. Like, who's their driving force? Is it, I mean, what made them so good?
Are you talking about the teams at the top, the Thunder, that kind of thing?
No, I was saying T-Wolves. Is it Big Cat or...
Well, yeah, he's part of it for sure. I mean, Anthony Edwards is really talented. Anthony Towns. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for taking the call, and I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jason, for listening. Ted is in Massachusetts. Ted, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy. Second time caller. Do you actually think that anybody could run with the Celtics for the title?
Of course. I mean, if we didn't think that, why bother playing? Like, what would be the point of playing if it was a foregone conclusion? I mean, I'm sure since you're in Massachusetts, you remember what happened to the Bruins last year, right?
Yes, that's embarrassing.
Well, I mean, that's sports.
I mean, I know. Because the playoffs are a different animal.
They definitely are. Now, I do think the Celtics have a pretty impressive package when it comes to experience and veterans. I like the moves they made as much as the fan base misses Marcus Smart, and it's kind of odd to see them without him this year. You know, to add Jrue Holiday and the moves that Brad Stevens made, the Kristaps Porzingis move has shored up the middle. And, I mean, there was not to love about what they do. They've got multiple guys who can score. They've got great leadership in both Jrue and Al Horford. I mean, they're a really good team, and they're very well coached with Joe Mazzulla in his second season. So there's a lot to like. But I do think that when you get, I mean, the Celtics are a good example too, right? When you get into the playoffs in a seven-game series, it's about matchups. And the Miami Heat last year just had this incredible formula the way that they played the Celtics.
Yeah, there's something with the Celtics with the Heat.
What?
There's something that when the Celtics face the Heat, it's like 2 years in a row. They have like a problem with them.
Well, I think a lot of teams have a problem with them because their defense is so physical and tough, and they try to make opponents just play. They make them grind, and they make them play at a level sometimes where it just requires every ounce of energy. And also, you know, the defense can mess with your shot and mess with the rotation. And so, the Heat are built for the playoffs because they'll slow the game down and they'll just grind on you. And over a seven-game series, that can wear opponents down.
It's with the matchup. Certain teams match up different, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's so true.
They have their coach is very, very good, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Eric Spoelstra is not only one of the longest tenured coaches in the NBA, but he's one of the richest now. He and Pat Riley have a good thing going there.
Yeah. I have a trivia question about baseball pitching. I want to see if we can guess it.
Okay. I stink at trivia.
Who's the last 40-game winner pitcher in baseball?
40-game winner?
Yes, ma'am.
I have no idea. In one season? I don't remember that. It can't be my lifetime.
It's like in the late 60s.
Oh, okay.
When I was young, it's Jenny McClain.
All right. Well, yes, definitely before me. So I did not know the answer to that one.
And I'm sorry about Penny, your puppy.
You're sorry about her?
I thought I overheard that something happened to Penny.
Well, Penny's 14, so a lot of things happened to Penny. Yeah, she's...
Oh, I only got bits and pieces. She's still around with you?
Penny's still trucking.
God bless you. God bless you, Amy.
Thank you, Ted. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
So, trivia questions are not my thing, especially ones that happened before I was on the planet. People want to do that. That was my biggest fear when I was younger in my career, is that people would call up and would ask me questions that I couldn't answer. And now I'm too old to care whether or not people get mad that I don't know a trivia answer or every piece of history. One of the things that I used to tell producers of mine is like, don't let anyone on the air who is not on topic for fear they would ask me a question that I don't know the answer to. But now I just say, I don't know. That's the answer, is I don't know. And it's all right to not know everything. Yeah, even radio hosts, in my brain, I just can't possibly know everything. So on Twitter, send your questions for Ask Amy. That's our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up, it's a hug. It's a hug that gave me all the feels, and it got me to thinking about some of the more painful divorces in sports history. Can you think of a few? Even if it had to happen for financial purposes or because a team needed and a player needed to part ways because it wasn't getting them where they wanted to go. Sometimes the athletes and certainly the fans get caught up in the fallout. And so that's where it becomes painful. It may be a business to them, but we are emotionally attached. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Drives the ball deep out into left center field. That one's carrying, and it is Trout of here. He jumped all over that pitch there from Gallen. Here's the pitch, and Shohei drives the ball deep into right center. It's way out of here. Right out of the blocks here on this Wednesday. It's showtime. 2-0 Angels.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, that's a bit nostalgic. Terry Smith on the Angels Radio Network. Trout, Ohtani, 5 MVP awards between them in the American League. But parting is such sweet sorrow. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'll ask producer Jay to retweet not just the hug, the moment, the hug seen around the world. And trust me when I say that's legit. It absolutely was the hug seen around the world, even in Japan, where Ohtani is under a microscope all the time. And so as you can imagine, there were a lot of fans. And if you actually Google it or search for it, I suppose Google is becoming one of those words that does intertwined or I guess what's the word I'm looking for? You can interlace. Ooh, it bothers me so much when I'm doing a radio show and there's a word I can't think of. It really does eat at me. I'll remember it at some point. It's interlaced. Nope. Intertwined. Nope. Interspersed. Nope. Interswapped. Nope. That's not a word. Anyway, if you look on social, search on social, then you will find there are even Japanese outlets that were sharing and tweeting about the hug, the reunion between Mike Trout and Ohtani on Tuesday. Granted, they'll play each other during the regular season, Dodgers and Angels. They'll have a 3-4 game series. But this is the first time that they've seen each other since the divorce between the Angels and Ohtani, and obviously since Ohtani got married. And since Mike Trout's been married a few years, maybe he has some wisdom for him. So this was the reunion with all Angels teammates, but specifically the hug between Trout and Ohtani attracted a lot of attention. And they were out there for a few seconds. They were out there for a couple of minutes talking without Shohei's interpreter. So if you ever wondered if Shohei knows English, the answer is yes. He does know enough to be able to communicate and even write. If you saw his post from, I guess it was last week, he wrote in English to announce his wedding and getting married. At least here in the United States, he used his social for that. So they were able to reunite and have a hug. And there's video out there as well. I think a microphone caught some of their exchange. And then Shohei's translator came up. And obviously he was around the Angels too. It's the same guy that works with them. They hired him to be specifically with Ohtani. And so he was there too. And there were hugs between him and Mike Trout. I just think it's neat that they have a good relationship, but also kind of depressing that you see Ohtani had to leave and go somewhere else to try to win. Meanwhile, Mike Trout, who desperately wants to win with the Angels, is left behind. Now, the divorce, it wasn't necessarily between Trout and Ohtani, but you can kind of look at it that way. I think for the purposes of throwing it out there, the more painful partings in whether it's pro sports or college sports that we've seen in the past. I mean, another one, I just mentioned these guys earlier, the parting between Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. That was a tough one too. And boy, did Oklahoma City sports fans take that hard. In fact, Russell Westbrook was so angry that the first time they saw each other again in a game, he uttered some choice words that we cannot repeat here on the radio and then refused to shake KD's hand and actually wouldn't, well, told his teammates not to shake KD's hand as well. Right. And so I can think of a bunch of these partings, these divorces that you would think maybe it wasn't their first choice. Maybe you thought they'd be together forever. It seemed like a perfect match. Bill Belichick, Tom Brady. Even with the reports of that relationship being frayed, that's another one. Until it happened, I wasn't sure we'd ever see those two work with, well, never see Tom Brady work with a different coach in the NFL. Just got this tweet, interchange. Yes, interchangeable, duh, such a normal word. It can be an interchange on a highway, interchangeable. So yeah, these days when you say Google, you could just mean search. There's a term for that when you start to use the brand name to refer to the product. So Kleenex.
Band-Aid.
Yeah, that's another example. Do you remember the name? There's a term for that when it starts to happen.
Milk.
Vaseline. Milk.
Yeah, you just call it milk, right?
It is milk.
Well, there's a brand. Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. I had it the other way around. That's one where we don't call it the brand name. We just call it the product. Interesting.
I mean, that's the majority of products out there.
No, like a Band-Aid. Like that's
right. There are a few isolated examples, right? So Kleenex, again, it's not called facial tissue. It's called Kleenex. No one refers to it as facial tissue. Everyone refers to it as milk.
Right, but there's different brands of milk that I don't know. Like Hood is a milk company.
But if I said to you, will you pick up some Hood at the store, you wouldn't think milk.
No, right. But that's like kind of the opposite of, like, I was wrong with my example of milk, but it's kind of like the same idea, just the opposite way around.
Oh.
Right?
So the opposite of a good example.
Yes. Yes, that was a bad example. Yes.
Marco is trying so hard not to laugh at you.
Milk.
But what's the actual term for milk then?
No, it's a bad example. Bad example. You know, bad example.
Anyway, so now when people say Google, they could mean just search, right? So I just said something earlier about Googling on Twitter, but that would be wrong. You wouldn't Google on Twitter, but what I meant was search. So it's getting to the point now where Google is interchangeable with search. What's the name of that term?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look it up. Kleenex. Talk amongst yourselves. Can you think of another one? It's a literary term.
There's one that winds up being like a, it's just for Jersey, but it becomes a stupid thing with Taylor Ham and pork roll because Taylor Ham is actually the name of the brand. And mm-hmm. if you're in North Jersey, they say, you always say Taylor Ham egg and cheese, but there is actually no such thing as Taylor Ham. It's just the name of the brand. It's pork roll. So it becomes like a Jersey thing where it depends on where you're from in New Jersey. That was the only one that I could think of other than the ones that you gave me with the Kleenex and Clorox and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a million of them, though, because we do this all the time.
Yeah, true, but it is, as I say, it's there's a literary term for when this
happens. I just don't know what it is.
When the brand name becomes the acceptable term for everything, you know, that falls in that category. So yeah, Blu-ray. When we here's some other examples, which are which are kind of funny. Blu-ray when we mean digital disc.
Really?
Does everyone say Blu-ray these now?
Well, I mean, there was Blu-ray one out. What was the other thing that came out at the same time? And Blu-ray one. Botch, you don't remember what I'm talking about?
No.
There were like two different systems. Yeah, it was like there was a Blu-ray and it was something else. It was HD. DVD or something like that. One of them won out and Blu-ray won out. I didn't realize it was a different term, though.
I was just going to say something and I forgot. This is what happens when I start listening to Marco and then I forget what I'm going to say.
You could have just left it at listening to me. Yeah.
No.
I think I got it.
Q-tip is another one, right? So Q-tip's actually a brand name, not the generic term for it.
I think it's called a metonym.
A metonym?
The substitution of a name or an attribute or adjunct for that of the thing meant.
Okay. Another one is, chapstick instead of lip balm.
Okay.
Or, these are fun, post-it instead of sticky note, which I guess the generic is sticky note.
Really?
Yeah. And post-it is the actual brand.
Huh. That one I did not know.
But I'm telling you, there's a name for it. Somebody find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I know there's a name for when this happens. Sometimes things escape me. But yes, interchangeable. Blu-ray when we mean digital disc. Didn't you say that HD DVD?
I would say wasn't it like an HD DVD player? And there were the two things. It was almost like, you know, way back in the day. It was VHS and Beta. And then the VHS won out. Nobody had the Beta anymore. And I feel like Blu-ray beat something. I want to say it was an HD DVD. I could be wrong. But it definitely beat something out and made whatever the other product was be like a Beta.
In Oklahoma, when I lived there, and this actually happens in Texas too, according to my husband, they say when you want a soft drink, or depending on which part of the country you're from, soda, you say, I'll have a Coke. Mm-hmm. And the response when I got in Oklahoma was, what kind? Right, so everything's a Coke. In Oklahoma, you ask for a Coke and they give you Dr. Pepper. It's really interesting.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I've heard soda and pop and all the different things depending on where you are. I didn't realize you could ask for a Coke and then get a Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. That to me feels like we might want to revisit that. You need to sit down and explain that one to everybody.
Not in that part of the country.
See, now you're wrong. See, there's a difference. Oh, you do use a different term. Now you're just wrong. You can't say, give me a Coke and then give me a Mountain Dew. It just doesn't make sense.
Right, but to you, the Coke is the brand name product. And to them, a Coke is just a soft drink.
Yeah, no. Sorry. All right. I don't care what part of the country that is. You're just wrong now. There's a difference. You can just be wrong.
Okay.
That's just wrong.
Okay. We're talking about painful divorces. Well, painful for the fans. I don't know about the players. But the Ohtani and Mike Trout hug, it left me wistful. And I was thinking Brady Belichick. Also, I could think of a few that were not painful. But like just guys that you never thought wouldn't be in the same place or that they kind of became synonymous. Kind of like we're talking about, right? Kleenex and facial tissue. But athletes. KD and Russell Westbrook, man, that was a painful divorce.
Just the athlete itself, so not to the organization. So not like Joe Montana to the 49ers, because it wasn't Joe Montana to Bill Walsh because he was already gone. So it was George Seifert, which didn't have the same, you know, pull. So no, so not the person. It's got to be the person, not the organization.
Steve Young and T.O.
Yeah, no. No.
I mean, I would feel the same way if Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce played in different places. That would just be weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could say Montana and Rice, but I mean, again, Montana left and Rice stayed, and then it was Young and Rice.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah, was it really like a... The Belichick-Brady was because it was so long, but was there tissues? I don't feel like there was any tears shed when the two of them broke up. I feel like they were more than done with
fans,
each other.
Maybe for them, right? But for fans,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that was painful because there are a lot of fans that were hoping that would never...
Six titles. Yeah.
That would never...
20 years.
...come to fruition. I just think that if you're an Angels fan, that had to be a pretty painful moment. Only Mike Trout, no Ohtani. He's with the Dodgers, and you're just left on your decade-long playoff drought.
I guess, but it almost feels like that was so inevitable. Like, was there any Angel fan, even the most devout, head in the clouds, did you honestly think Ohtani was coming back? There was no chance he was coming back.
If they made the playoffs, there might have been.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he had 2 feet out the door for a while. He wanted nothing to do with that place anymore. He wanted out of there.
Right.
I mean, if they would have made the playoffs, I mean, yeah, that's nice. But, you know, now we got to redo the entire organization for the last 5 years. They had no chance of making the playoffs for the last 5 years. I mean, it's just there's nothing there. The Angels haven't had much. I don't know. To me, that one doesn't really that was inevitable. There's a difference where it was kind of like, you know, the Belichick-Brady, it was inevitable in the idea that it was coming to an end, but it was still shocking because it was so long. The Ohtani and Trout, it just felt, you didn't do anything, and then afterwards, you knew he was gone, and it was kind of like, eh. So you go from what, 80 wins to 78?
In other words, Marco is not on board with my show question.
No, I like that. I like the question. I just don't think those two. I mean, for them, for the fans, it just kind of felt like, I mean, what did you lose? You lost the best player, and you lost 5 games in the standings. I mean, you were already garbage. I just, you know.
All right. We don't call teams or players garbage on my show.
Not the player, the team.
Nah.
That team is terrible.
Deonym. That's not a term I've heard before, but Kathy says on Twitter it's deonym. Deonym.
I know there's a term. I don't know what it is. You could say anything right now, and I'm going to tell you I don't know. I don't know what the term is. I know there is a term. That's as far as
genericization.
That's it.
Is what producer Jay has come up with. Genericization.
The process in which a trademark or proprietary name becomes widely perceived as a common noun or verb describing the type of product it's or service that
like
it is.
Like milk.
Often losing brand recognition. Like not unlike milk, but that's an example of what it's not. So
that's not genericization.
That's degenericization.
What a great word, genericization. Can you spell that, Marco?
No, I can't. I don't even know if I could pronounce that.
Sure you can. Genericization.
Yeah, well, when you break it down like that. It seems like there's a little too much for me. I don't know. That's not, I've never heard that. So if I've heard this word before, that ain't it.
Hmm. Feels like a long time that we were in high school English.
Mm.
Thank goodness. I wouldn't go back to school if somebody paid me. I'm good. No thanks. Plenty of studying to be done just for the job.
No. I like to read, but no, not what you tell me to read.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Actually, send your questions for Ask Amy to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. I don't know what I want to do next. Maybe a little of Iowa women's basketball, because did you see the record numbers that came out of Caitlin Clark's pursuit of Pistol Pete?
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Upgrade your home now at Blinds.com's anniversary sale. And celebrate savings up to 50% off premium window treatments for years to come. Shop for your house from the comfort of home. For modern, Roman, and woven wood shades, shutters, motorized options, and more. 100% online. Blinds.com invented the better way to shop. No salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or have Blinds.com handle it. Unlimited windows for just one low cost. Our design experts can help you select the perfect styles to fit your home and your budget. Totally free. We'll even send you samples fast and free. At Blinds.com, you get upfront pricing with no hidden fees, free shipping, plus our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So raise a toast to Blinds.com and make this an anniversary sale to remember. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
So Clark, now with 17, is the record setter. Going to be on a free throw. It is another chart topper for Caitlin Clark as she passes Pete Maravich as the all-time scoring leader, men or women, in NCAA history.
We have witnessed history, Rob. This is a moment. This is a moment.
It's been a lot, but this is what's so fun and so special, and like this is what we've built here, and these are the moments you dream of, and you know, obviously our fans were incredible. It kind of feels like you're living in a little bit of delusion because this is just so awesome.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Learfield IMG, the moment that Caitlin Clark became the all-time scoring leader in NCAA Division I history, and then her reaction to it. And she applauds the fans. She gives credit to the Iowa basketball fans every time she has an opportunity. And they weren't just in the arena on Sunday. They were also watching on TV in record numbers. Again, the impact of Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes, and I think the transcending of the sport, becoming a household name, not just because of the records, but because of her style of play. A record is just a record. So she becomes the all-time women's scoring leader, passing not just Kelsey Plum, but then Lynette Woodard for major college records. But to have more points in her career than one of the best players in history, Pistol Pete, regardless of era, three-point shot, how many shots she takes per game. Think about the incredible players that came before her, and she is the one that has the most points in a college career at the D1 level, which is where the best players reside. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The game between Iowa and Ohio State attracted more than 4 million viewers at its peak. The most watched women's regular season basketball game in 25 years. That's according to Fox Sports. The average viewership was 3.39 million. I don't know why I have hiccups. 3.39 million viewers. And when Clark set the record with those free throws just before halftime, the game was real good to the end. And so it was nearly 4.5 million viewers late in the second half. Not since UConn, Tennessee in January of 99 have that many people watched a women's regular season basketball game. Awesome. And actually, to take it even further, the game was the second most watched college hoops game of the year. Only Michigan State, Arizona on the men's side. And that was after a Thanksgiving football game on Fox that people stuck around to watch this men's game. Caitlin Clark, the accolades continue to pour in. She'll be highly decorated in her final year in college hoops, but her head coach Lisa Bluter knows it's more than just the scoring.
Everybody talks about the logo threes, and they're absolutely spectacular. You know, you could have a highlight reel of those, but it's her passing. And again, yesterday, you know, she had 12 assists at Minnesota, and yesterday she led us with 9 assists. I mean, people don't understand how hard that is to do. She leads the country in assists. I mean, amazing. So, I mean, to me, I've seen a lot of those logo threes over the last 4 years, but and I still appreciate them, but I really appreciate her passing.
On the Iowa Hawkeye report, you can hear her speaking to an audience, so a live audience, as she records this show that was done on Monday. And yeah, now it's on to the conference tournament. Along with Ohio State, Iowa, they have the top 2 seeds at the Women's Big Ten tourney.
Really is fun to think back on the year and, you know, how it got all started in the crossover in Kinnick and almost 56,000 people there to watch that game. And that kind of kicked everything off for us. But, you know, 26-4 is unbelievable, but this team is not done. They are not done. They, you know, senior night, it was just kind of like, okay, let's move on to the Big Ten tournament now. And they feel very confident going in as the number 2 seed. We've been the number 2 seed the last 2 years where we've won it all. It's not easy.
And speaking of seniors, you all, if you were watching, and many of you were, you may remember that one of the seniors, Molly Davis, got hurt in the first half. And when we talked to Chelsea Brown from Iowa City, she was on the court. The big fear was that Molly had torn her ACL. Lisa says on the Hawkeye report that Davis is not only not having to deal with an ACL injury, but she's not dealing with a season-ending injury either. It's a kneecap injury. She didn't specify, but Davis should be able to return for the tournament. That got big cheers from the crowd. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, The Hump Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but 2 decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.